going to be so much fun. So much fun. Thank you guys for joining us. We've got a special edition. Special edition of Help Meet Sips and Tips. My special guest is my sister Chanel of 3L by Chanel. And some of you have been on my lashes journey. You didn't know, part of my Help Meet journey includes me adding makeup. Now, I'm not saying you need to have makeup to be a Help Meet that is suitable. What I am saying is you've got to follow God's lead. And let me tell you, one of the things that God told me to do was to start wearing makeup and earrings. Not so much that my husband asked for it, because he didn't, but I found out that he really, really, really likes it. And it was a part of my understanding my femininity, because a lot of my life was very masculine and authoritative, and not going to give up the authoritative mindset, because that's who I am in the spirit realm. But that does not mean I have to be masculine. So am I saying that you have to wear makeup? No. But I'm saying join my journey. Ooh, let's see. What's the tip for tonight? We're going to be bloodline breakers. That's the tip. What's it take to be a bloodline breaker? You're going to break some curses, but you got to declare, I'm a bloodline breaker.
Come on.
Yes. I am Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. Thank you for joining me. I'm the author of Help for the Help Me. I'm one half of Gerald and Yvette. .com or Gerald and Yvette Ministries. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you so much for being with me. I'm decreeing and declaring that you are a help meet that is suitable. And so today we're talking about being a bloodline breaker, but not only do we have Chanel with us, we have a new flavor. Come on. But y'all know I've been excited because I've usually have a screw top or a little pop-off lid.
But tonight we're popping bottles.
Woo!
Sparkling juice.
Yes, sparkling bottles. Juice. Let me put this on for the religious folk.
Right.
For those who got something to say. Yeah, it's juice. Because it is. And so, I don't really... Oh. Hold on. Listen. First time for everything.
Love it.
I never poured it on Sips and Tips. Today's a big party. We are celebrating Help Meets being suitable, because let me tell you something. Being a bloodline breaker is not easy. So you got to have fun. You got to know how to celebrate. You got to know how to enjoy yourself. You got to embrace this role. Yes. And so being a bloodline breaker is not, oh, woe is me. God has called me to be a bloodline breaker, and I guess this is so hard. No. You get your sip on and say, you know what? God must have trusted me with this. He trusted me with this role. He trusted me with my authority. He trusted me with his word. He trusted me to break the back of the enemy and get my whole bloodline back. Make it righteous. Make it holy. Be a bloodline breaker.
Amen.
You got to decree and declare. And so today when we were on the mountain, we talked about don't stop until you get your breakthrough. Ooh, if you missed that, you got to go back and look at it on our page. But I want to say today, there are our generation, and we're tag teaming these bloodlines that is trying to hinder our family. Well, when you break a bloodline, you're basically saying, I know that lust and perversion hinder my the generations past. What other bloodline hindrances are? Lust and perversion, rejection, abandonment, bitterness, judgment. There are all kind of spirits that can hinder an entire bloodline. You ever met a family and almost all of them are suffering from the same things? A lot of them are going through the same things. God is not pleased with that. He is giving us authority and power over all powers of the enemy. We don't have to poverty, lack, not enough, you know, doing anger, you know, all of those things that can bother an entire bloodline. We're not having it
at all.
So therefore,
what should we do?
Controlling. Orphan spirits. Come on, y'all. Premature and untimely death. Depression. Those are the types of things that can stealing. You know what? Those are the types of things that are can run in a family until they ran into you.
Come.
It ran in the fam. That's a I'm sip on right that one. That. Ooh, sip on that. Mm. Addictions, gluttony. Let me sip.
Ooh. Oh, I almost spilled the stuff.
Mm. Even diseases. Diseases are connected to bloodline curses. And so as a helpmeet that is suitable, you can say, you know what? God has called me to be a bloodline breaker. So maybe the difficulty that you've been having in the spirit realm, maybe that difficult task that God has asked you to do, the thing that you may be complaining about, the thing that seems like it's impossible, it may just be that God has called you to be a bloodline breaker. And you might want to give that assignment to someone else. But God is like, no, I choose you. I choose you. I'm giving you authority. I'm right there with you. But you got to put in the work. What do you think?
I think that it is work.
It is, isn't it?
It is.
But when it mental illness, those are good. Break all of those curses. Just decree and declare, I'm a bloodline breaker. So whatever is running in your bloodline, you have to look at that demonic assignment and say, not so. Out of wedlock pregnancy. So. Come on. You can say, faith without works is dead.
That's right.
You got to decree that. You got to declare that. Faith without works is dead. Poverty and lack is no longer going to be in my family. I'm canceling it. And what do? You replace it with the word of God. Wealth and riches are in my Father's house. When you say, God has called me to be wealthy. God has called me to be rich in my mindset and rich in my pocket. Okay? Nice. There's no poverty in the kingdom. None. You don't have to have a love of money, but we need money to do kingdom work. And we don't need poverty and lack to be in our families. We can just say, not so, because I'm here. Not so, because I'm going to read my word. No, not right. So, because I'm going to help me. Hoo-hoo. That is suitable. How about divorce? How about adultery? Mm-mm. How about separation? No, we're not having it. How about loneliness? Those kinds of things are often bloodline curses. Sorrow, depression, all of that, we cancel it now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Because I'm a bloodline breaker. I'm breaking the back of the enemy, and I'm not allowing these curses to continue any longer. I will not allow these curses to continue. So I learn my spiritual weapons. I learn my authority in the spirit. I learn what the word of God says about me. And you say, not so, devil. Not so. You thought it was in my bloodline. You thought you were going to get me just because of my last name. You thought you were going to get me because of my association. Not so, devil. I'm a bloodline breaker. So when you're a bloodline breaker, God is like, yes, I've been wanting this broken off. My son died so that you can break this off of your bloodline. I don't want it. I'm not having it. So you put in right now, I want you to put in some things and say, I'm breaking. And what are you breaking off of your family? What are you breaking off your bloodline? What are you decreeing and declaring are no longer going to be a part of your life, no longer going to be a part of your marriage? I'm breaking adultery. I'm breaking addictions. I'm breaking depression. I'm breaking divorce. I'm breaking it off of my family so my children don't have to do what I'm doing. My children won't have to suffer with what I suffered with. My children don't have to deal with what I'm dealing with. I'm breaking it off the bloodline
right now.
Because I'm a bloodline breaker.
Yes.
Break it off. Perversion, break it off. Mm-mm. We're not having it. We're not having it. When you are a helpmeet that is suitable, you understand your authority and you understand what God has called you to do. What has God called you to do? What has God called you to break off?
Addiction.
All right. We're breaking addiction off of our family in the name of Jesus. We are bloodline breakers, so we're breaking it off.
Yes.
We're breaking off perversion. We're breaking off. We can break off molestation. We can break off any kind of incest. We can break off abandonment. Yes, break off rejection. All of that. Depression, anxiety.
Yes.
Yes, break it off in the name of Jesus. Fornication. Yes, break it off. Divorce. Pride, Leviathan. Woo, we're breaking it all off. Breaking off witchcraft. Break it off. Decree it. Declare it. You got to know. what God has called you to break off of your family. When you start to say it, when people are unforgiving, when people are doing things that are out of the will of God, somebody's got to break that off of them. Someone's got to step up to the plate. Someone's got to know their authority and use it in the name of Jesus. I am so fired up about that. When God told me, you need to be a helpmeet that is suitable, one of the first things he taught me is, you have authority. You don't have to look at that and just accept it. You look at it and say, what does God's word say? Not what do I see, but what did my word say? Don't tell me what the devil said. You tell the devil what I said.
Come on.
Sip on that. Oh, party's over, Satan. Satan's been having a party on my family long enough. You have been evicted. You've been kicked out.
Yes, veto. No longer.
You're vetoed.
No longer.
You are vetoed. So I'm loving that you all are decreeing and declaring. I'm loving that you all are breaking certain things off of your bloodline, because in the name of Jesus, I'm coming in agreement with you. In the name of Jesus, you are the bloodline breaker. You are the chosen one. You are the one. You don't have to wait for someone else. You get strong enough to be exactly what God has called you to be. You don't have to say it's too difficult, because God's not trying to ask you to do it by yourself. He's going to be right there with you, but he needs your words. He needs your agreement. He needs your mouth. He needs your authority. He needs you to use your authority and break it off of your family. Break it off so your children don't have to see it any longer. Now, that's some good stuff. I'm the author of Help for the Helpmeet. And to be a helpmeet that is suitable, you are also a person who breaks off anything that Satan sends to hinder your marriage, to hinder your family, to hinder your money, to hinder your purpose, to hinder your destiny. You will complete the assignment that God has given you. I'm decreeing that over you, because you are a helpmeet that is suitable. Break off the lust. Break off the perversion. Break off abandonment in the name of Jesus. Break off that orphan spirit. Anything that's causing you to live outside of the perfect will of God. Don't settle. Don't settle. If it's outside the perfect will of God, we're not having it. We are not having it. You are a bloodline breaker. You help me. That is suitable. Well, thank you guys so much. Oh, high five. Period. You're a bloodline breaker. So keep tuning in to Help Me Tips and Sips. All right. I'm Yvette Benton, and I'm here with Chanel Giudice. And we are the sisters who are helpmeets that are suitable. All right. GeraldandYvette.com is my website address. And Gerald and Yvette Ministries on YouTube. Please go to our website if you need resources on becoming a helpmeet that is suitable. I'm getting ready to do some more webinars. I've got my book and workbook on. And don't forget to write in your journal, I'm a bloodline breaker. Yes. To remind yourself that you are a bloodline breaker. And whatever has run into your family is only run into the family until it ran into you, because you're the bloodline breaker.
Stops here.
Stops here. It stops right now. Here and right now. We love you.